Buenos días, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm looking for Natalia. This is Sarah with Family First Home Care.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? I just received your message, and I'm sorry you've been having a hard time reaching us, but how can I assist you?
I am a consumer or participant or patient or whichever the terminology is.
Okay.
Because everything in paper sounds very pretty, but then the reality is something totally different.
I hear you.
But I saw that you use participant or consumer. So.
Yeah.
I am a consumer. I'm calling around trying to get to know agencies. I also work as a paralegal, as an advocate under the Pennsylvania Legal Aid Network umbrella. With a specialty program called the Community Justice Project. So I've been doing a lot of cases for the waivers and the LTSS services.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been going through the grueling task of getting to know the system because my life changed. And unfortunately, I need the services. But the system is the biggest struggle ever.
Yeah.
And it's so hard. I have taken on those cases because I see the struggle and how hard it is, especially for seniors and those that don't have any family members. But one of the biggest issues that I keep finding and we run into, and you know that it's a reality, and after COVID, it's a reality that no one can cover anymore, is the fact of how hard it is to find caregivers.
Yes.
The direct caregivers. But, you know, this service coordinator was promoting your agency as having service caregivers, especially in our area. I don't know how true it is.
Where are you located?
I'm up in the border of Luzerne and Schuylkill County. I'm up in the upper area where if you step on one line, you're in one county and in the other, but we are considered Schuylkill County.
Okay. And I do have caregivers in Schuylkill. It's just a matter of scheduling if it would work out, but yeah.
Do you have bilingual Spanish speakers also?
I do.
Because I noticed that you guys cover Schuylkill, but Schuylkill is a little expanded.
I mean, we cover all of eastern Pennsylvania, so... there are big counties, so like Berks.
Do you do Luzerne or no?
We do not do Luzerne, but we have an agency in our same office that covers those areas.
Okay.
From Luzerne up. We do Schuylkill and Carbon.
My caregivers I take with me everywhere I go.
Because
these are my caregivers. I haven't found an agency, at least the agencies that I have used, that have staff to provide me services. So I had to be looking for individuals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I noticed everybody asked the same questions from service coordinators to the care services. The first thing is family member. Then the second thing is friends. And the last thing is caregivers, highly skilled caregivers.
Yeah.
And when you have family members, a friend is a challenge for the care.
I agree.
Some members can't differentiate that once you plug in, you're not my daughter, you're not my friend, you're my caregiver.
Yeah.
And you have to, you know, I am not an unfair or unreasonable person to ask for my care. But I would like to know, I noticed that in your webpage you say that you pay high rates to the caregivers, that you pay for holidays and overtime, and that you have health insurance coverage.
Yeah.
You know, so what is your pay rate for your caregivers?
Well, it depends on the overtime involved. So it would so you're in Schuylkill County, and how many hours do your caregivers work for the most part?
I have one that works 40, and then I have two that work 36 hours each.
Okay, so all of our rates are negotiable. If you were coming in and you haven't started services yet, I would say that we start at $13.50. But being you are already they are already employed, I would ask what their current pay rate is. All, like I said, all our rates are negotiable, and then I would just need to bring it to finance, to my finance department, to get an approved rate for them.
Well, I know they get paid $15 an hour.
Okay.
And I'm fighting with the agency that they're in right now to get them raised.
Okay.
They've been with me for 2 years already.
Okay.
You know.
So what rate are you looking for them? I know you said they're currently at 15. What would the rate be that you would say, okay, we can take that?
Well, I would like to know also, because I fight for my caregivers, and I was the one who begged them to care for me.
Right.
And one of them, she understands English, but she's not a fully bilingual individual.
Okay. Yep.
So I tend to do my negotiation for them.
Yeah, you know? I mean, we have our HR intake person is Spanish speaking, and we have coordinators, case coordinators that are bilingual as well. So that will never be an issue for anybody who's unable to speak clear English.
Do you think that you can find me somebody for one of the shifts?
What hours do you need staffed?
I need 26 hours on Saturday and Sunday. And
what, from what hours?
And 10 hours during the week from Monday to Friday is from 10 to 12 a night. And then Saturdays and Sundays, it will be like 13 hours each day.
So from what time in the morning?
I will say from 8
okay.
to about 9
okay.
a night.
All right.
You know, for the evening, for the night hour, from the 10 to 12, I might have.
Natalia, what's your address?
My address is 21 First Street in Kilares, Pennsylvania, 18231, the little town next to McAdoo.
Okay. 18231. Okay. And what is your care plan required? So for, say, the weekends, because those are the longer shifts, you need assistance with bathing and dressing and meal prep and housekeeping and laundry, pretty much everything?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and change and emptying out my catheter.
Okay.
And helping me transfer from the bed to the chair. From the
okay,
chair
and are you in
bed.
A wheelchair?
Yes.
Do you require the use of a Hoyer lift?
No.
Okay.
If it was up to me, I would have been very determined not even to use the wheelchair, to be realistic.
Yeah.
I have fallen a couple of times because I get desperate when I can't get someone to.
Yeah. And Natalia, what's your date of birth?
9/16/63.
Okay, so I am going to bring all of this information over to my finance department to get an approved rate for your other caregivers, the three of them. And then I am also going to do a quick search, not a very in-depth search just yet, but I'm just going to do a quick search to see who's available in your area. And I will get back to you, I would say, in about an hour with some more information, okay?
Okay, and then there's another case that her case is already approved. I know that your agency was put on the plan of care.
Okay.
And but they wanted the care agency that I used at present time. And we also found the person that is going to provide the services for that case.
Okay.
And it's a case in the same little town with me. just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
She has 40 hours approved, but because I personally have never heard of your agency, you know, and my biggest concern is that every agency will say, yes, we have this pass.
Well, yeah, we would never, we're not going to take the insurance authorization until we have a staffed caregiver that you've agreed upon. So you're either going to have to do a three-way phone interview or a meet and greet, however you want to meet the potential caregivers. And then when you give your okay, that's when we would give a start of care date to your insurance company, and they would need to confirm with you also.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that way there's continuity of care. We never want you to be without services. So, you know, we might be able to staff it right away. It might take a week. I mean, it really depends. And then we don't want you to be stuck where we have the authorization and we don't have the staffing. So we always make sure that we're ready to start the case before requesting the authorization.
Okay, because I would like to try out your agency and see how it works.
Okay. And who is the second patient? What is her name?
Francisca Minaya.
I'm sorry?
And I believe someone from your agency have called, but because we were all looking at CareSense, but now I'm starting to see the issues, which we call, then they're not calling us back.
Mm.
You know, and I've been with them for 2 years.
Okay.
You know, but I, right now, there's a shift that is not being covered.
Okay.
I can't afford to lose my hours because you know how big of a fight it is.
Yes, for sure.
You also approve the personal.
All right. And so you're approved for how many hours in total?
112.
112. Okay. Perfect. All right. So let me get started on your case, and then I will give you a call back in about an hour with the approved rates and stuff, and then we can discuss the second case, okay?
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right. And Natalia, the number I called you from is my direct line, comes right to my desk. So if you call and you get my voicemail, I might just be on another line. You can also text me at this number, and I'll give you a call right back, okay?
What was your name?
Sarah.
Sarah. Are you on the Schuylkill County office, or are you in the Philly office?
I'm in the Philly office.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, and I'll talk to you in a little bit. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.